We're here to make your day better. Thank you for giving us a little bit of your precious time. I think you're going to like what you're going to hear. This is Which Way Is Life, the podcast designed to help you find a healthier, inspired life. Episode number 45. My guest today, fitness guru Michael Romano. I love this guy. He is great. How movement can rewire your brain for happiness. What a microburst of activity is. This is cool. You can get a lot of physical benefit from short periods of activity done throughout the day, and how a simple smile can improve your whole outlook when life has got you down. He's going to have you try it in this episode, and I'm telling you, you're going to get something out of this. All of that and more coming up with Michael Romano. And if I could ask a quick favor, just hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to catch every episode of Which Way Is Life. And it's brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Once again, free trial. Just put my code in there, Which Way Is Life. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Which Way Is Life? Your roadmap to a healthier, inspired life. Bill talks with trendsetting doctors, fitness gurus, life coaches, celebrities, athletes, and other interesting experts to help you find the life you want to live. Get inspired, get healthy, reconnect with life. Here's Bill Klaproth.
Thrilled to bring you Michael Romano today. Michael is a functional fitness expert and co-founder of Longevity Personal Fitness in Millburn, New Jersey. Michael is going to share his insights on depression and anxiety and how movement can help create happiness. Michael's studio specializes in 30-minute research-based functional fitness programs for adults for the past 25 years. Michael is a certified functional aging specialist and has a bachelor's in science and biology from Keene University. Michael, thank you so much for being on with us today. Can you first let us in on your personal life? Who are you when you're not saving the world?
Hi, Bill. How are you? Thank you for having me today. Happy to be here. Yes, I live and my business is located, as you said, in Millburn, New Jersey. I am happily engaged, two beautiful children, love hiking with my dog, rock climbing, martial arts, and, of course, practicing and refining my trade every day.
Well, it sounds like a nice full life you have there in New Jersey. Well, Michael, I like to start the show with what I call the one thing. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, Michael, can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
Move better. Because when you move better, you're going to feel better. And when you feel better, you're going to move more. And when you move more, Bill, you're going to feel and look your best.
And I need it.
We all do.
If there's anybody that needs to look better and feel better, it's me, darn it. So good advice. Well, Michael, let's get into that a little bit. So a new study released in January 2017 says happier people live more active lives. So is it that simple? The more physically active we are, the happier we are?
Yes, and that's been our experience here. And it's over 25 years now. It's interesting with these studies. We understand how important moving is and activity is, but even more so, especially with all this information coming out now about sedentary lifestyles and sitting now is the new smoking, it's not just activity for activity's sake. They really talk about making a conscious effort to move better. And we talk about all the time, and what we coach every day is moving from a good place. So being able to control your breath and good posture and good body mechanics. And it, you know, the intensity doesn't have to be vigorous all the time. And if spread out during the course of the day, wow, it really, really does make a difference. You know, we have to be careful with the intensity of what we do. And there's more research out there now than ever talking about maybe going too hard for too long is not great when it comes to our mood. So we're very mindful of that. And that's why we work on the 30 minutes, and we really had a lot of success, have a lot of success with that, and people absolutely feel better after the fact.
And that is so important. I want to touch on a couple things you said there. So it doesn't have to be vigorous. We think of the pumping iron and sweating and fitness suit and crazy. And then you said it can also be spread out. So we don't, if we're going to get 15 minutes in a day or 20 minutes in a day, it can be spread out. We don't have to do it all in that one 20-minute block. Is that right?
That is correct. The term is microburst, and that's not my term. That's what's out there in the studies, and they can be as little as 2 to 5 minutes. And you know, basically, Bill, what it is, it's getting back down on the floor and acting like a kid again, and, you know, and getting back and recapturing the basics of developmental movement that we were born with. You know, we lose this over time due to wear and tear, age, and all that goes along with it. And now, especially sitting, we lose it. And just working these small movements, these developmental movements, really does make a difference. And we have it down to 2 to 5 minutes spread out during the course of the day.
Give me an example of what that looks like. What should we do?
So, for example, if you're sitting for long periods of time, let's say anywhere more than 4 hours, for every 30 minutes that you sit, take 2 to 5 minutes, and you could work on your breath. You could work on your breath when you're laying on your back or on your belly. Rocking, rolling, crawling now is the new craze. There was something, I think, not too long ago at the end of last year, they talked about crawling in a major publication. So crawling, I mean, it's amazing, you know, as part of our assessment, we include crawling, and it's amazing what you see. I don't know about you, but most people haven't crawled in quite a long time.
Long time.
And it's amazing what that can do. And if you don't have the space to crawl, well, you can do it in place. And these movements, these developmental movements that we specialize in, really do work.
So, Michael, seriously, just getting on the floor and crawling and doing activity. So if I pull the old Hot Wheels and the G.I. Joe out and play on the floor for five minutes, I'm probably freeing my mind up, one, and I am moving around, which is beneficial.
You know, it's interesting. It's interesting that you mentioned the mind. There is an enormous mind-body connection. I know it from myself with my own practice and coaching this every day, that if we start with our body, and if we realize that if our bodies feel better, it affects our thoughts and our feelings. And here's a quick exercise for you, Bill, you could do right here if you don't mind.
Okay, let's do it.
If you put a relaxed smile on your face right now, please do that.
Okay. Okay,
done. How do you feel? How do you feel? Take a second. Take a second, and how do you feel?
I feel more at ease. I feel more grateful.
Now, take that smile away. Just have a relaxed face, no smile. How do you feel?
I feel more stressed out, anxious, worried.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that is the truth, and I encourage your listeners to do the same. Please follow along. It's not magic. It's not, I know it may sound a little hokey, but it really, really does work. So everything that we do, we start with a relaxed face and we coach a relaxed smile, because that transcends your entire body. Then add good breathing patterns to that. Then add good posture to that. And then add some of these developmental patterns. And wow, it's just amazing. It's exciting what we see. Because once we improve how we move, we improve how we feel, and this is where strength begins. You know, we talk about getting stronger, and you mentioned the pumping iron, and I get it, and that's part of what we do because that's a necessity. But this is where true resiliency, you know, we talk about being resilient, all this stress in our country and around the world now. We need to be resilient. We need to be truly strong. Well, this is where it all starts, plain and simple.
Well, that's very easy to do. Put a relaxed smile on your face.
Exactly.
Get into good posture. Very easy to do. And even moving, just a crawl, or I suppose just even walking around. You know, this interesting, you know, we know exercise and movement is good for our physical health. But what you're saying is it goes beyond that and helps our mental and emotional well-being. So if
Absolutely.
You're feeling low or grumpy, put a smile on your face, stand up straight, or just go for a quick walk to get into a better mood.
Because we have to be real careful. If our stress levels are high and we're grumpy, I'll use your word. The last thing we need to do, and I know it's what we may want to do it, but the last thing we need to do is get into the gym and hit it hard and really beat ourselves up. Because the studies show, the research, the real science is out there that, hey, that just lowers our mood. We don't need that. When someone comes in, I can have everything all planned out like we always do, but they tell me A, B, and C, and their mood is low, I change everything. And we get on the ground, and we stay on the ground, and maybe we stay on the ground the entire 30 minutes, and I get them to move in different ways and how we program it, and wow, what a difference. Without a doubt, it makes a difference.
You know, that is contrary to the current mindset, like you said, that harder is better. So yes. You're saying there is a downside to exercising too hard for too long, and it can actually then worsen a difficult state of mind.
Oh, absolutely. Because when I think of harder is better, I think of people just training to get tired, they're sore, and they're fatigued, and all you're doing is beating up your nervous system. See, the nervous system controls everything. And if we're stressed out and we're grumpy, well, hormones, bad hormones like cortisol are at their peak. And now I add on top of that this hard, intense workout, and I'm fatigued and I'm tired and maybe I'm even nauseous. My cortisol levels are all over the place, and I feel miserable. So we have to be very mindful of that. We have to be very careful of that. And if I'm stressed out, I need to balance that out a little bit. I got to be careful where that cortisol level is and try to bring that down, again, with some breathing and some developmental movements. And again, if that's not what you want to do, we encourage everyone to add these to maybe your warm-up, your cool-down. This is not a judgment. We're not judging. We encourage every people, and we applaud everyone's effort, Bill, to just do it. I wish I came up with that friggin' line myself, But let us help do it better. Do it better. You want to go for a run? By all means. You want to get on the bike? By all means. You want to go lift weights? That's fine. But add these movements in as part of your warm-up, maybe as part of your cool-down, and I guarantee your training will be better.
I love what you're saying here. It sounds like a more thoughtful way to fitness. And I love how you use the word balance in there. Instead of that constant pumping of the iron and getting all pumped up, it's a different way to look at what you need at that particular moment. And having a balanced physical regimen.
Sure, because the general population is conditioned to believe that exercise must be compartmentalized. We have to train for strength, and then we do our cardio, and then blah, 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 and the muscles are trained independently, but that's not how we're wired biologically. The body has to be trained as a whole unit, and we have to connect the body and the mind. And that's not going to do it. And I'm not disrespecting those who believe in that, bodybuilders, whatever, but there's a better way. There's a better way.
And you have a phrase, you say, moving with intention. So we are basically rewiring our brains for happiness then, right?
Yes, yes. And especially, in terms of my industry, it's about weight loss, correct? So instead of... You have to let go of all that stress and anxiety associated with losing weight, and your training should be geared towards developing functional strength. And these developmental patterns that I refer to that we coach all the time is just that, developing functional strength, everyday strength, because really it comes down to how we move and how we perform in the real world really does tell us how fit we are, whether it's things that we have to do or things that we love to do. How we perform is really indicative of, how fit we are. And if we feel good, we're going to perform good. And when our performance improves, it just transcends our entire body, and it absolutely affects our mind. And that's why we feel that it's just an easier route coming from the body, and how that affects our thoughts, our feelings. It's tough coming from the mind, and you're thinking about your thoughts, you're thinking about your feelings, but when you come from the body and you do things in a correct manner, and you're kind to yourself and you forgive yourself, wow, the effects, I'm so excited about it, because the effects are just amazing. I experience it every day, and I know our clients do as well, because we hear it every day. That's the feedback we get.
Well, it sounds like you're really maximizing your workout, your fitness plan.
Yeah.
And it sounds like a more balanced way of approaching fitness. And I love how you talk about functional strength. And as we get older, that functional strength is very important. Are you able to lift that suitcase into the overhead, right?
Are you
able to, run if you had to run? So those type of things. So tell me about Move for Longevity. What is that about?
Well, it's a new video series that we are currently taping now, and that's going to be on our YouTube channel, Longevity Personal Fitness. And it's just going to be individual movements, developmental patterns that I'm referring to, the very basic ones. And you can take each video is going to be 2 minutes or less. And so if you've never exercised before, Bill, this is a tremendous place to start. And if you haven't in a long time, well, this is a great place to begin again. Great place to begin again. And if you're currently active, we applaud it. Use these movements as part of your warm-up, as part of your cool-down, and I know you're going to feel better. And these movements can be used individually, or you can put them together and form a 30-minute program at the end of all the videos, because there will be 30, and we'll put them up periodically on our YouTube channel and on our website. And we're excited about this series because it's non-judgmental. Do what you would like to do. We get it. But add these. Try these. Find some balance. How does it affect your thoughts? How does it affect your feelings? How do you feel? We're asking that question over and over all day long. How do you feel? How do you feel now?
Well, when you talk about microbursts, this sounds like a great plan to follow or get ideas or examples of what to do. And that agility as you age, that functional strength, this sounds like I'm thinking of the person that doesn't exercise a lot, that could be considered a couch potato. This is a way for them to get off the couch and do something that's simple and easy, and it's on YouTube. It's not going to cost you anything, free to get yourself moving. You don't have to join that health club, which is very intimidating to a lot of people.
Sure.
Or buying an expensive tread climber or total gym.
Right.
This is a really good way to get started back to fitness again.
Yeah, and in terms of, and I go back to a weight loss, because that's, we deal with a lot of that, and in my industry, that's the number one concern. When you focus on the weight loss, like I mentioned earlier, there's so much stress and anxiety, and I'm fighting with the scale, and I'm 2 pounds heavier today, and I'm down a pound tomorrow. It just becomes too much. But when you develop true strength, you're building muscle, and muscle is the most metabolically active tissue we have, and there now you're laying the foundation. You're building a platform for you want to go do something else. You want to go for that walk. You want to go for that run, that bike ride, whatever it is. Now your body can burn fat more efficiently. You're burning calories more efficiently. But you have to have that platform of strength. You have to come from a strong place, because if you're not strong and you're not burning and you're not building muscle, you're going to struggle with that scale. There's no question about it.
Well, again, this sounds like a really common sense approach to fitness and even losing weight, if that's what you're in it for. Well, coming up, we're going to get the high five from my guest today, Michael Romano. Michael's been dropping some great value on us today. And if I could ask a favor, after the interview with Michael, if you have an iTunes account, jump on over to iTunes, rate and review the podcast. That way we gain a wider audience, and it gives us a chance to help more people, which this podcast is all about. The high five with Michael is next. Which Way is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way is Life, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. So if you like listening to podcasts like this one, you're going to love Audible.com. So I would recommend you check it out and browse all the books you can download for free with a 30-day trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/ and then type in Which Way is Life. Again, that's audibletrial.com/ Which Way is Life for your free audio book. Time for the high five with my guest today, Michael Romano. Michael, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, question number one. What lit your spark for fitness and health?
I lost 100 pounds as a 15-year-old. And that started everything for me, Bill.
Wow. So when you speak of this, you speak of it from experience and heart of knowing what it's like and how hard and difficult it can be, right?
So when we talk about struggling with our weight and all that goes along with it, it has been a lifelong challenge for me. And yeah, that's how it all started for me.
Wow, that's amazing. So you have a very relatable story to a lot of people then. So when you say these things, we should all take it to heart, that's for sure.
Yes.
Question number two, I have this theory that high-performing people start their day in a special way. Let me ask you this, how do you start your day?
Every morning, I start in bed with some deep breathing, and then I get on the floor, and depending upon what I need that particular morning, I start to move, and I start to work these micro bursts, and I start to develop flows and just let my body go for a few minutes, and I'm ready to start my day.
That's really cool. So you can use these micro bursts at any time of the day, even in the morning. And that probably, you were talking about setting a foundation or a base. I'm just thinking this kind of sets your foundation for the day then.
Sure, because we are very active. You know, we don't count reps and sets here. We haven't done that in a couple decades. We are on the floor and we're moving and grooving with our clients. So yes, I have to be ready as soon as my first appointment arrives. So yes.
Right. All right. Question number three. This kind of dovetails with the other question. What does your fitness regimen consist of?
My fitness regimen absolutely starts and ends with these foundational movements, with these foundational patterns. I really enjoy body weight work, but myself and our clients are very fluent in the Olympic lifts because they're very athletic. We work on power, we work on strength, and the coordination and the balance that goes along with that. So we absolutely practice what we preach. So I really enjoy that. And like I mentioned earlier, rock climbing, martial arts, and all that goes along with that.
Right. Oh, very interesting. All right. Question number four. Do you have a favorite quote you can share with us?
Yes. It's a Charles Swindell quote, if that name rings a bell. And it's about attitude. And it goes really hand in hand what we're discussing today and exercise, that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it.
Great quote. And we will put that up on the show notes page at radiomd.com. All right, Michael, question number five, finish this sentence. Throughout my life, the most important thing I've learned is?
To forgive myself.
Hmm.
Whether it was early on and the struggles associated with my weight gain, weight loss, and all the psychological and emotional trauma that went with it over the decades, now at 53 years old, I have learned to forgive myself that, you know what, I want to eat that particular piece of cake now. It's okay. I enjoy it. I find I have found balance in my life with the exercise. And, I don't have to go hard and heavy all the time. You know, I want to feel good. I want to enjoy my fitness, enjoy my health. So a balance. But forgiving myself would be the answer.
Well, first off, 1963 represent, right? 63 you were born?
64, actually.
Oh, wow. I was born in 63.
Don't cheat me.
I'm cheating you. Here I thought, you know, I was born in 63. I was going to say, represent, brothers, 1963, right on.
You sound much younger than that.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. But that was interesting what you said. Too many of us beat ourselves up, right? We don't forgive ourselves.
You know, Bill, I discuss this all day long with clients, and unfortunately, it's more women than men. You know, you have that dessert. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Because, you know, we're here. We don't know, you know, the next minute is not guaranteed. Yesterday is done. We only own right here, right now. So believe in right now, whether it comes to your exercise or your nutrition. Have the piece of cake. Find balance. Forgive yourself if you overindulge from time to time. Forgive yourself if you miss that workout. It's okay. It's okay. Be kind to yourself.
I love what you're saying here, because I think it's so true, and we don't treat ourselves with kindness and compassion enough.
We don't.
So I love how you say that, and I love your common sense approach to fitness when you said, hey, we haven't counted reps for years, so you're not standing over somebody, all right, give me 20, come on, let's go.
Oh, Bill, I can't tell you the last time I counted reps and sets. It's all by feel, how they feel, what we're trying to accomplish. It's an amazing day, my day, I have to tell you.
Well, it sounds amazing, and unfortunately, we can't all make it to Millburn, New Jersey, but we can catch up with you online and watch your YouTube videos. So give us the information. How can we connect with you?
Okay, let me give you my website, please. It's longevitypersonalfitnessnj.com. The videos will be up there. We have some information up there. I do have a blog, not as frequently as I would like because I am coaching. And our YouTube channel, just search out Longevity Personal Fitness. Like I said, they'll be up there in the beginning of March, and we are very excited about the video series.
Well, that's very cool, and we're going to put all those links on the show notes page at RadioMD.com. So if you didn't get a chance to write those down, just go to RadioMD.com, search Michael Romano under the Which Way Is Life podcast page. You'll see all of my episodes with all of my guests. You'll find Michael there, and all of those links will be right there. Well, Michael, thank you so much again. If I could leave you with one of my favorite quotes as I close out the show, and it is, remember to enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Michael, thank you again.
Thank you, Bill. It's been a pleasure being here.
Love talking with Michael. That was so much fun, and hopefully you got something out of that. I know I did. I like somebody that comes down with a little bit of an unconventional approach, and it sounds like that's what Michael's got going on. Very cool. Make sure you check out that YouTube channel. And thank you so much for listening to Which Way Is Life, the podcast designed to help you live a better life, and hopefully you're getting something out of these podcasts. And if you could, jump over to iTunes and rate and review the show. By doing that, we gain a wider audience, and it gives my guests a chance to help a wider range of people grow our audience. So if you could do that for me, just take 30 seconds. That's all it takes. I would greatly appreciate it. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter there. Also, you can go to my Facebook page, same thing, at Which Way Is Life. Make sure you like me there. I do updates on all of my episodes there. And thank you again for listening. And for all of my episodes, just go to RadioMD.com or iTunes or Stitcher or any place you listen to podcasts. Thanks again for listening, and stay well.